This is TWiT.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Amy, is besides I missed you, but is because this is kind of the meat that you deal with all the time, but you're in a unique position now during a massive crisis where everybody's trying to predict the future. But how accurate can your crystal ball be? I mean, what kind
well, I don't
of
make-
what's the level of information you give people? What do you say to them? Yeah. This is Ford, for instance, is trying to figure out are we going to have cars to sell in the fall? Will there be customers at all? Should we make them? What should we do?
Yes, I am familiar with those questions at Ford.
I bet you are.
So here's what you do. We have this like little diagram. I'll post later somewhere, but it's a cone. A futurist. So my job is not about predictions. It's about preparation, and that's not a hedge. That's just acknowledging the complications of multivariate equations. Right? We're dealing with too many variables.
Right.
So instead of using a timeline to mark between now and the future, we use a cone. And the further out in time you go, the more uncertainty there is. Therefore, we have a wider spectrum of possibilities. But whatever we do in the near term, we have to do thinking about downstream implications. And we also have to imagine a plausible future state and reverse engineer that back today. And the analogy that I've been using a lot is one that maybe the two of you don't have to deal with where you live, but I do. And that's driving on a slippery, ice-covered road. So anybody who's been behind the wheel, and I grew up in the Midwest, so like part of learning how to drive is you have to prove you can drive on ice. You know, if you're driving along and you hit a patch of ice, the instinct that we have is to slam on the brakes. And of course, that's the wrong thing to do. And I think everybody sort of understands that. But it's good to ask why. And the reason is because if we slam on the brakes, you could theoretically steer the car to safety if you were in charge of every single variable. If you knew exactly what the PSI of all four of those tires were, you knew exactly how tight the transmission, you know, and the gear shift and everything else was, you knew exactly what the incline was. Basically, you had to be like omniscient. But we're not. So instead, when you hit an icy patch, you're supposed to steer into the slide, which feels wrong. But you do that while looking at the road ahead. And that sort of slows down what's happening. To me, that situation is analogous to the one that we're in right now. So there's all this, like all these data coming in from everywhere, right? Which is kind of like being on this road where you're sliding out of control. And the issue is everybody wants to slam on the brakes and go back to normal, right? Which is where we get all of these, how soon does the economy reopen? How soon do we go back to school? And instead, what we have to do is to kind of like lean into uncertainty. We have to be totally open to everything being different at all times right now because we're in the middle of it, while keeping an eye on the road ahead and steering into that direction.
Wow.
What I'm noticing is we're very consumed with what's happening right now because it's a crisis, which I totally understand, but I don't see enough people with one eye on the road ahead steering us into a direction. And I think that's the biggest problem that we're facing right now, even though I know the immediate problems feel much more acute. And that's when you look at what Google and Apple are doing with, they're not calling it contact tracing, they're now calling it something else with Bluetooth. And the fact that all of that came out of the private sector and we don't know what the road ahead looks like, or even if having all of those data, I mean, what does that really do?